Good morning, Alert Bay. Larry Hill here. Just want to acknowledge before I start that we are on the traditional territory of the Nungis First Nation and how happy I am to be here with them. So this is a summary of the meeting that took place at the Legion January the 10th, the Alert Bay Council meeting. Everybody was present except Lauk McNish, our CAO, who was on the telephone. So we went through all the regular stuff, getting an agenda and previous minutes accepted and passed, and then the meeting began. We had no petitions and delegations. Old business, the Nungis Health Center was requesting a donation for our community, our water event in March. It was moved and seconded that a donation in the amount of $100 be provided for the event, and that we wanted to book a table to provide information on the existing Alert Water Bay system and the plans for its replacement. This was carried. Yeah, we have to look at replacing the whole water system for the island. So that's going to be an expensive proposition that we were starting planning for. New business, ShopRite, there were some closure concerns about the fact that ShopRite grocery store might close. And as it turned out after the meeting, our mayor contacted people involved, and no, it wasn't true, but sort of gave us all time to pause and reflect on how important it is for us to have that ShopRite grocery store open for our community. And so it's just, you know, let everybody know. I mean, there's empty shelves, but there are empty shelves everywhere. You know, in Port McNeil, I've seen empty shelves all around large cities too in Canada. And in the States, it's just a distribution problem of getting stuff here. So let's support our grocery store. Winter road maintenance. It's been a unbelievable winter, really, you know. I always keep thinking, where is it that I live again? I mean, you know, I was told that there was no snow here. Rarely freezes. Anyway, we're looking at, for the village, our Kubota tractor is low geared enough to be plowing some of those steeper hills. So we're looking at purchasing a plow blade. And there's also a sand spreader available that could fit on the back of a pickup truck. And the cost for the spreader is about $2,000. So we'll have, you know, we'll bring this up at another meeting and talk about these expenditures. Correspondence for Action, District of Lillooet, BC Wildfire Petition Invitation to other BC communities to adopt similar resolutions. We just sort of accepted this item for information. I mean, there was a petition that was circulated in Lillooet. I don't think I would want to circulate such a petition here. It was really critical of the need for improved forest practices, but there was no specific suggestions for things to do. So, you know, it's easy to criticize, but unless you really have some, you know, constructive ideas, why go to the trouble? So anyway, we just received that information. TELUS also had a request for support, a funding application for Connecting BC program, which is about improving our internet. And again, we just received this item. You know, we'll see. We are working on some other things, which will become more apparent too. Correspondence for information, the province of BC weather warning, additional COVID restrictions, Village of Alert Bay schedule of regular meetings for 2022, Transportation Minister, municipal speed limits, visitor center monthly stats, and then checklistings. And we received all these items for information. Bylaw 802-2021, a bylaw to amend the zoning bylaw 418 that was moved and seconded, and so that is now carried, and it is now sort of law. And that's about changing the classification of a piece of land up above Blue Line from commercial to residential so it can be subdivided. Council reports, Mayor Buchanan participated in a virtual meeting with Minister Osborne Rankin on truth and reconciliation, and attended two COVID-19 updates with the regional district, attended the Yalis Kismis Festival, helped with the cleanup, attended a Vintus meeting via Zoom with CAO McNish, and attended a Tri-Authority meeting with CAO McNish as well. He attended a regional district PC meeting, participated in a COVID video with Chief Svanvik that was posted on social media for local community members. He attended the office to sign letters, checks, and answer calls and emails. And then he appointed me as acting mayor in any absence that come up for 2022. Councillor Gordon, he assisted with the Yalis Christmas Festival lighting setup. Councillor Granger attended 4 regional district meetings. Councillor Hill, I prepared the December 13th podcast after getting my new computer back up and running. I received an email from a past hospital administrator in regards to the workplace and staffing situation. And we're scheduled a meeting later this month. And it's going to be meeting people from Namgis and people from other communities to talk about what to do about improving our hospital. It's not a public meeting at this point. There's not that much space, but I'll let you know what happens. I also researched rat contraceptives. The SBCA had sent a few meetings ago a note around about finding alternatives to poisons in our community because of the a lot of predators, eagles and crows will eat poisoned rats and die, dogs and cats as well. So there are a couple of good contraceptive drugs that just cut the population down. These would be really great to use here, but they're only available in the States now, so that may change. We'll see. I also read a news item from Valemont, which is allowing RV accommodation in their community for up to 4 years. This is to help with the housing shortage in their community. Something I've talked about here, then I just sort of read it to the council as an idea of what other communities are doing. So something we could think about. Councillor McGregor had nothing to report. Kane Gordon, fire department activities. He got a call from North Island Fire Chief. 65 members of the Prince Rupert Fire Department got COVID, and there's a concern no in-person training will be done at this time. In the past, there were training videos that could be studied and then practiced. He participated in the Yalis Christmas Santa Parade, and he hosted a Christmas dinner for the fire department members with a visit from Santa for the kids. That's really concluded the meeting. The meeting was adjourned at 5:39, took place at the Legion. Now, despite COVID regulations, we can have the public attend these meetings, so just check at the village office when the next one is, and we start at the Legion at 5, and if you're there before 5, you can sign in and take a seat and participate in the council meeting. Thanks very much.